Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And today's our special night, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, where we do healings and take you up to the Light Ship where Jesus did his healing work. And it's going to be quite a wonderful night. We do this every Saturday. And this portion of the show, when we do this, will not work on the archives. So you have to be live to be on it. But you can bring animals and pets up if you're listening to live. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And hello and welcome, everyone. And it's great to be with you again tonight. And we have lots of exciting announcements coming up a little bit later in the hour. And like Ron said, it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So if you would like to communicate with us during the show, if you have questions for Ron about what the Light Ship is, about healings, or maybe you have a healing request, or you'd like to experience one of the healings that Ron does, you can either type that in on the fast chat. That's one good way. And then also, we like to have callers. So there's a phone number you can call in on, and I'll give it to you now if you want to note it down. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's just get started here. So what we'll first do is get people out of their minds. So we'll do a mental body clearing, and then we'll go to the Light Ship. A lot of people get stuck in their minds. They don't know what it is, and their mind tries to figure out the Light Ship, maybe even how it relates to aliens and UFOs, which it doesn't. And they get kind of stuck because they hear the word ship. They don't realize that, this is just what it is. It's a light ship. And people sometimes have a problem with the word ship. And imagine they have the problem with worship also. And then they think of starship or alien ship. But it's a light ship, which is what it is. It's full of light, light that created you. So here we go, mental clearing. So we're going to go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is instantaneous healing in the now. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do an emotional body clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we'll go to the Light Ship. So like I said, if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, you can do so. And if you have a favorite room that you want to express, come on the VBS Fast Chat and just type something in. For those of you who are veterans at this, you know what rooms we go to, especially if you've been on our special conference calls that we have. There's many rooms, so I'll do just type in and we'll see if we can go there. So we're going to go to the Light Ship. Think of your animals and pets that you want to bring along, maybe flowers. And this only works live during this program. It will not work on the archive, but you will be able to feel the energy. So here we go. Sit back and relax. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're now on the Light Ship. You may have felt your energy change in your body a little bit. You may feel more self-contained. And you may also sense that the energies around you are not corded to you. So I'm going to go into the first room right now. And we're going to go into the room where they have beautiful flowers. And we'll have the flower essence energy come into us. So I'm going to count to 10 as it comes in. And again, just sit back, relax. And you might even smell the flower essence, the fragrances of flowers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you may be sensing that change here a little bit. Remember, you are physically on the Light Ship. This has nothing to do with like your astral bodies or other things that are New Age word. This is your physical body and your spirit on the Light Ship at one time. If you're not in your body down here, if you're out of your body, and if you are meditating, by all means, do not do so, because you may go out of your body and the healings will never work for you, because they'll never work because you have to have your spirit as a conduit. So let's go into another room. We'll go into the tree room. This will be kind of earthy here. And these are very, very large trees. So again, request healing. The light only works in the present now. And after it does a healing on you, that now time is over with. So you want to ask again if you don't have the outcome that you'd like to have. So here comes the tree energy. And I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there are people out there who may have pain in their body. So the pain release room is very nice. This energy, as we perceive it here, is a black energy. And the black energy has, this time, silver speckles in it. And we'll bring that in for us to experience. It's coming down right now to us, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And don't get confused by the color black. There are some churches, or a church, you know, the IM church, you know, they had channelings done by Saint Germain, supposedly. It wasn't from the light ship of Saint Germain, but they had different colors. And so they don't like having, I guess, red. And I believe also black, but that's just the way it is. You know, that's a religious organization that believes a certain way. And the colors on the light ship are all divine colors. They're what light ship created, and that's the way we actually perceive them. Remember, we have a rainbow here. We just don't have black in it, but there are different colors. We don't have gold and silver, but we do have other colors on the light ship too, but they use the black energy. This is what they use for healing, and this is a conscious healing energy. So bring in some more of that energy of black. You may actually feel it go into your body and help you do the healing. So don't judge the colors. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room we're going to go into is another room that's people's favorites. This is the deer room. So we're going to have the beautiful deer energy coming. So again, just sit back, relax. Here comes the deers. So again, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to feel the deer's energy, you can actually pet them. This is what you're doing also on the light ship because you're there physically. What you bring back here is the energies from the light ship, and you may even have instant recall during this process that people can actually see on the light ship. So put your hand out in front of you, and both hands, and you may start to feel the fur of the deer. It feels very nice. Here we go. And just move your hands up and down, back and forth, and we'll bring in some of that energy a little stronger for you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into another room. This is a room with light. This is a golden light room. Again, it's very beautiful also. And here comes the golden light energy. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very, very nice. And it's coming in. And here it comes again. So you may want to experience this. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll just put some music on for everybody to listen to. And again, request your healing. Maybe wait about 30 seconds and see how you feel afterwards. You might want to get up and walk around, bend over, stretch, twist, and just see how your body is responding to this here. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection in the current moment. room with the pink energy. So here comes the pink energy. Again, just sit back and relax. And here's the pink energy coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll go into the room that has the special energy to relax your body. And the females are normally there doing this. So you may have a nice little back massage. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. To the room where the swans are. This is a large pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. Very, very beautiful water. If you're a seer and you can see this, it'll probably take your breath away. And here comes three beautiful swans coming over to do healing work with you. So we're going to swim with the swans. Here we go. Again, request your healing. That only works in the now, so they would do something for you, and then it's up to you to comment on how the healing is working. They will not keep working with you. They do not want to interfere with your free will, free choice. So if you don't say you need more healing, they can't do any more for you, only because of the premise that they cannot interfere with you. They don't want to overheal you and go against your free will. We'll go into another room where they have some minerals, and we'll go into the room with jade. Here we go. In this room, I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. To a room where the masters are. So I normally bring in Jesus here as one of the masters. So we'll do him first. So let's bring Jesus in at the age of 25. So we're in this room now. Here's his energy at 25. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And I will bring in some of the archangels. So we'll bring in the M, so Melchizedek, Metatron, and Michael. So the three M and M's here. M, M, and M. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I do have people asking if Maitreya is on the light ship. And that energy is not on the light ship. It wasn't created by the light ship. Increase the energy of Jesus. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Will be the room that you were created in. So bring in your complete spirit energy. You may feel this, that'll be your twin flame in you and wholeness. And here it comes. We're going to the special room. I'll count to 10. And you can feel yourself the way you're supposed to be. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back from the light ship, and here we come. I'll count to 5. Our animals and pets are joining us, and all the healing is between you and the light being doctors. So coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So back to you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. Wow. It's always such an amazing experience to go to the light ship each time, and each time is just completely in the moment. So, let's see. We've got quite a few questions I see on the fast chat, and I'm going to start asking you those, Ron, but I also just wanted to mention that if anybody would like to call in, I'll give the phone number again. Any of you that have just had an experience on the light ship, perhaps you're a seer or you experience something, we would love to hear about that. And let's see, the number to call in is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I believe we had a question about the quarantine room, Ron, on the light ship. And the quarantine healing that you have, which is basically, the question was, how many bodies are covered and what exactly happens with that?
Okay, it's a little hard to answer, but I'll do my best here. So I'll first describe the quarantine rooms for people who are brand new to the program. So the first thing is the reason why you cannot go to the light ship is because the light ship would see you as darkness because of the DNA genetic coding and the imprintings, the mind control patterns, the implants, everything else that the darkness has put into you. So it would seize you basically as darkness, and you'd be terminated if you actually stepped onto the light ship. This is why in the time of Jesus, he said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. And it's the same time, this time around, you know, say 2,000 years later. So you need a conduit to go up to the light ship, and I'm the conduit for this process. Now, what doesn't go to the light ship for healing, we now go into the quarantine rooms. So the quarantine rooms work with different energetic bodies, and it's actually more, we have 108 bodies that make us up, okay, but there's actually a lot more to it than that. So it gets a little complicated. Basically, you are broken down into the original spiritual blueprint of everything. So you're down into the very, very small molecular level of light consciousness. So you're completely disassembled. And then from there, they start looking, just like you would maybe through, making it very simplistic, like through a microscope, and they look around for darkness. Implants, parts of the body that was contaminated. They look for parts of you that have been taken away out of you that may not be visible at first, but as you start looking closer and closer, maybe they took out maybe one little strand of something, and they have to go and find that and or recreate it. Okay, so they look for it first because they don't want to lose it. And so this is what happens when you go into quarantine. So they work with many, 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 many things with you. And once that body, that part of you, that cell, whatever it would be, gets back into spiritual integrity, then from there, that goes on to the light ship, and that gets rejoined by your spirit. And that's kind of how it works. So it's kind of like the dark side takes part of you, like part of your puzzle, and the light ship has to go find parts of you, which is actually parts of it. And in the process of looking for your part, it might find other people's parts too. And from there, other people get healings. So this is kind of the way it works. And even though you're not requesting a healing for someone else, it automatically will get done because as the light goes into the dark side universes, if it can find parts of you, and I should say it a little differently, if there is an energetic signature of the light in the dark side universe, or we'll just say like a little energy cord, from you, then they can find you. If not, it's basically next to impossible. They might stumble upon parts of you, like I say, looking for someone else if they have that energetic cord. So that's kind of how it works. This is why you never want to go out of your body. This is why you don't want to be, you know, worked with by dark side practitioners, spells, witchcraft. This is why you don't want to go out and do some oaths or go to a church and pray to an alien god, because they'll hold you captive. This is why I say when you pray P-R-A-Y, you are at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And you don't know what they're doing with you because they control time. And even though you're not here, remember, you're like a sine wave. You're being turned off and on and off and on, just like the lights in your room. If you have a light on, that's being turned off and on at 120 times a second. Well, we don't have that awareness to really look at it and say it's being turned off and on. If it was at a slower frequency, you could probably see it. This is why when fluorescent bulbs tend to go bad, you can see them flicker because they're not being turned off and on continuously. But we don't know anything about when we're not here. Typically, you go off into parallel lives in the darkness, and you're stuck there. So anyway, that's kind of basically it. So what happens is through your genetics of who you are, they look at that. They look at all the cells in your body, and they try to put you back together again outside of the light ship, because the light ship cannot be contaminated with darkness, and they would see you as darkness because the darkness has infiltrated in parts of you. I hope I answered that question, and we can thank the wonderful Galactic Federation for their wonderful protection for us here, jokingly, which they don't do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have these problems. So we are under heavy alien control, alien attack by these people that a lot of ones think that they're saving us through their lip service. of channeling and stuff, but that's just the way it is. Imagine there is channelers all through time, fortune tellers and people who do that stuff, and, you know, there is a place for that. I'm not saying that everybody doing channeling is bad, but they are reading the dark energies, and if we had no dark energies here, we wouldn't need to have anybody doing any kind of work for us, because you'd be able to go to your spirit instantly. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I'll just give the phone number one more time here. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Maybe you've had a clearing with the light ship that you'd like to share with other people so that they can find out about it too. Or you'd like to share an experience, or maybe you'd like to request a healing. So please call in, and let's see if we have any other questions on the fast chat. Yeah, we have one. I guess it was from maybe last night's show that ran out of time to ask. And, Ron, this has to do with parallel lives. And the question was, if you have your parallel lives cleared, then if you were in some cloned bodies, what happens to those cloned bodies? And I guess that question was from Karen on a previous show.
Okay, basically the cloned bodies that you're in are a fabrication, a recreation of you, of the body made by light, which is what you're in right now. And hopefully you're in a body of light, okay? I'm assuming that everybody listening is, okay? So those bodies are basically just there until you go into them. So let me kind of describe that. If you watch the brand-new movie Avatar, like I talked about before, they are taking spirit energy, life force energy, and taking it from a person that's physical, that's living, okay, putting it into a fabricated clone body. Hello, you know, what's this telling you, okay? Like I say, the darkness comes through, and they normally will show us what they're up to probably about 20 years before it actually takes place on the surface here. It's probably already being done. In fact, you know, we all know it's being done because we see people that don't age, okay? And you wonder, wonder what's happening with them. Why do they look the same age, or maybe they look a few years older after maybe 10 or 20 years? I won't get into names here, but you've probably all heard about those type of people. So what happens is the clone bodies are a fabrication of you. So the dark side takes you and clones that. Now, when you're here, that body just is like being held in space, much like the bodies that you saw, the two bodies that you actually saw if you watched the movie Avatar. There's a male and a female, and they just all of a sudden, when they lost their life force energy, they just fell down to the ground, basically, and nothing could revive them because there's no life force until the people, you know, came into the machine that they were in, like a little coffin, and through electronics, etc., they did this special transmission of energy, taking it out of their physical body and reinserting that into this other life form. And this is what happens. So what happens to those bodies, number one, makes no difference to me because they're not of the light. And they just probably maybe put on a coat rack until, you know, you get put back in there again. So as far as is the light going to find them as they take you out of that? I don't think the light is concerned with those bodies whatsoever. It just wants to save you. It doesn't want to really go into destroying clone bodies. It may destroy the aliens that are creating these, but as far as the bodies, it needs you to go into it. So if you don't go there, they're useless. So I kind of hope I answered that question, and this is kind of how it works. Another good movie to watch is Nine. That shows that. And there's also the movie that was out, Surrogates. That was out about 6 months ago. It's kind of all the same thing, you know, where you take your consciousness and it goes into some other cloned, physical-looking body. And that's what it's about. So we got three movies out recently in the last year showing that to us. So What does that mean to us? Well, you have to decide that yourself. Back to you, Sylvia. And we have a caller.
Yeah, I think we have a caller. Is someone there?
Yep, it's me, Pauline, again. I'm not going to apologize this time because I'm sharing my experience for the clearing I had the other day. I had two clearings. I first had the dark side ascension program removal, and then the next day I decided to just get it all done with the Galactic Federation disconnect. And I had such a strange occurrence, but I talked this over with somebody in the group, and they helped me realize that they were trying to get their last, you know, an energy out of me, like to get me angry, and I actually fell for it, unfortunately, through a friend of mine. And I said, well, I'll never, you know, hopefully never do that again. But that's what I wanted to share about a little bit about the clearing. If you have any questions, maybe I don't really know what to say yet. Still, I'm still acclimating to it, but I don't, you know, I don't think I'm processing anything. I'm just like noticing differences in me after having the clearing.
Okay. So, yeah, what happens is sometimes, you know, as you change your energies and the darkness may not want you to leave the darkness. Sometimes they can come back a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to give you, you know, the same low that you had before, but it makes you realize that, because now you're conscious. So now you can realize what you are doing because you have more consciousness. And so, yeah, they will sometimes set you up as a experience to attempt to pull you back into it. The way the dark side communicates and connects with us is each time you get upset and angry. Remember, that's when you're out of your heart, definitely. So what's a better way to do that? To have someone else come to you, and maybe you're describing to them a healing that you possibly had, and inside of them is a shapeshifter, and they want to get you really riled up so that you drop out of your heart so they can attack you and hop into your body. And then sometimes they can even attempt to validate your healing. That normally does not take precedent because the light ship is there protecting your space, but they don't know that. And so a lot of times you can become a little frustrated because some of your friends just don't really get it. And you have this wonderful clearing, and you try to explain to them. And like I say, remember, they have implants in them from the past, from past lives, you know, going back thousands and thousands, maybe 30, 40, 50, 100,000 years ago. And those are going off in them because that's their belief system. Remember, your physical body is a representation of your belief system from your ancestors. So once you catch on with that, then you realize that, yeah, you know, we are pretty dense here. This is why your body is not glowing full of light, because who you are is basically the genetic makeup of all of your ancestors, and you're attempting to get into light, to return back into light, only because people went into judgment, and the judgment then created separation from the divine source energy, which is non-judgment. So we chose to judge. The light allows you to judge. And what you want to have is discernment more than judgment. But, you know, since we're carrying this heavy load of all of our ancestors, this is where we're living. This brings forth your healing that you are attempting to have done to you so that you can come more into light. You have to get rid of that stuff, get rid of your baggage. So back to you, I guess, Pauline.
Well, I realized afterwards also that she carries around her, because she's around people who take drugs for mental illness and stuff like that, that she might have had entities that were playing with me or tried to jump on me, but I already had the auric field protection up. And so I was trying to show her where she said she can't afford it, so I'm like showing her on the website because she doesn't have a computer. I was being very nice, stopping some of my healings for what I was intending to do just before New Year's Eve, and that was the eclipse. And I know I don't have the cords. I don't believe I have any cords because I had that disconnect done. So that's why I was like puzzled. Why did I, you know, what happened? And I hadn't been upkeeping my entity clearings for myself since the 11/11. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, she pushed my buttons and then she tried to judge me, saying, well, if you're so great with the healings with Ron, why are you acting like this? And I said, don't you dare put that on him. I said, that's me reacting. Obviously, I have things to deal with you that I've suppressed all this time. So I really gave it to this person, called on her everything that she ever did, and she was stood there in shock that I did that. But she didn't get riled up, but she felt better after leaving my place, and I was irritated to hell because of what she did. And then I ran to hurry up and get myself, emotionally, taken off that whatever she just did to me with whatever entity. I haven't actually done the entity clearing, but I figured that was at least I calmed down, and that showed me a lot about what I had just, like I said, like maybe 5 hours before had the clearing with you, and so obviously I didn't put the spirit infusion in me just to make sure that nothing would, take its place, which obviously the dark wanted to take that spot up.
Yeah, so. More than likely, entities hopped into you, and that's what happened, getting you kind of riled up a little bit. And that happens, Remember, the darkness wants to invalidate the healings, and that's their job, is to invalidate the healings of light, and then to make you feel like you wasted your money, to make you feel like it didn't work. And, that's what happened. And so they probably, the person, if they weren't controlled by entities, and just by saying that she works with mentally ill people right away.
Well, she has people around her that are affected by it, so she's always nurturing them. And I know she picks up their stuff because I used to feel it with my sensory body, but I have had some clearing with that. So now I don't pick it up as much. But when I do pick it up, because I was totally open because she came to give me a gift, and my heart was totally open to her. And so I was really shocked that she did this to me.
Yeah,
and
happens.
I said, if you don't want to be my friend, I don't care. I said, my healing is more, my ascension is more important than our friendship. I've been trying to help her get away from the dark side practitioner. She's running back to go to meditations. I was just questioning her. I really get offended when people I've helped to try to steer them away from all this nonsense don't listen. But I know it's not up to me to make that. And I'm still learning how to, not let it bother me if they don't listen. Not my problem anymore. As long as I'm doing my ascension work, I shouldn't have given up my time and my computer to assist her. I've always done that. I've always given up, sacrificed myself for my spirit always to others.
Yeah,
so
I think a lot of people do that. So
it's
glad that you're sharing that, because so many people out there definitely, it's interesting how people will help other people before they help themselves. And, when you're really trying to help someone else, it's wonderful, but make sure that you help yourself first, because you can only heal them as far as the energy that you're going to be putting out is as much as you've healed yourself. And the unfortunate thing is that, like I said, when these implants go off, the entities come in and everything else, it's next to impossible. This is what I tell people, how do you change somebody's belief system that they've had for 80,000 years, okay? I mean, it's, hello. Even, it's so ingrained in every cell of their body, their whole being of who their body is and what the body's transmitting will not allow the light to come in because the darkness took it over. And so it's very hard to get people to understand what true light is. Because the darkness gave the artificial true light here, the light of the darkness. And this is where a lot of people do the channeling of these supposed divine beings. And they are divine beings from the light of the darkness. Don't get me wrong there. They are a representation of what's on the light ship, but they're not the light ship energy. And that's just what happens. So you have to realize that all you can do is help yourself, and it's real sad, I got frustrated quite a while back, and I just gave up on it. I'm still doing the shows here and stuff, but I'm doing it because I love doing what I'm doing. If I looked at it with my mind, I would probably just stop doing it because I'm not having the results that is supposed to be needed or having done at this time in the history of the ascension process, okay? It's just not making it. And so I can't feel sad about all the people that aren't going to be ascending because they're not listening, because they don't get it. And I'm just here to open up and to bring forth the energy of truth. And then it's up to you to decide if that's really truth or not. This is why I always say, go into your heart. Listen to your heart. See what your spirit's telling you. You know, make sure that what you're getting is proper. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to fully understand even what I'm talking about. And, you know, I've done so many of these shows. I don't know, we have over probably 500 archives now. And I start off each show, and I'm just, you know, really happy and charged up to get going and to do these things and to talk. And I love getting questions. And I don't know, maybe the shows are all the same to all of you. I'm in the moment, so I don't know, you know. But the whole thing is, you know, just to know yourself. And when you know yourself, then you're going to know who you are, that you are this wonderful spiritual being, because then your spirit can connect to you. So that's what we're trying to do, is to get you more inside of your body with your spirit, to get that communication. And that's all the show is about. It's not a religious show, even though we talk about Jesus, and that's because I was in his body doing healings 2,000 years ago, you know, and Princess Diana was in him for doing the humanitarian compassion mission. But, you know, aside from that, you know, that's why we came back, to help humanity here. And, you know, the people that understand it, wonderful. But once you get it, you know, it's very difficult to, like I said, get other people's belief systems to get on board. I've had people that had miraculous healings. I mean, just incredible things happening that, you know, like their legs being lengthened, like getting off of medicine, you know, from having maybe, you know, body organs not working, and all of a sudden, you know, within one session, they're healed completely. Doesn't happen all the time, but, and then they tell their friends and all their relatives, and they just think that, well, it just was the right time, maybe the moon was in the right place, or maybe that church service that they went to when they prayed to these alien gods, actually God fixed him, and he thinks it's something else, and he must be nuts. So, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, you have to go inside of yourself, and people are not taught that. And if you know, every practitioner were to tell them to go inside and to do like I do, drop down from the 10 to 1, which we'll do right now for everybody. So let's drop down into your heart. So this you can do yourself. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And if you do it yourself, do it probably maybe 4 or 5 times consecutively, and then you're going to feel your body change. You're going to be in your heart center. Your thoughts will come out of your heart. Here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll do it a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we'll turn it back over to Sylvia.
Great, that feels wonderful. And thank you so much for calling in, Pauline, and with everything that you brought up, that's really great.
One more thing. I just wanted to ask Ron, since I've had those clearings, I noticed that I feel like I don't even have to do the. Maybe it's my mind saying this to me, that I feel like I'm in my heart much more, and I'm speaking from that. I mean, my mind is very sharp right now, and I feel like I'm speaking from my heart automatically now without having to do that. But it could be, like I said, I was just wondering if it's possible, or if I'm just imagining that.
Yeah, it is possible. After you do that exercise and you do some clearings to get rid of the energy blocking you from going into your heart, well, once that's done, then you can drop into your heart without really realizing it. What happens at first, to the first-time person, I mean, being in your heart center for maybe, you know, 10 seconds, you know, will seem like a long time for you. And most people associate, you know, relationship pain, heart pain, by going into your heart. So when you talk to some people, they go, oh, no, I don't want to go into my heart. Oh, no, I got, you know, an abortion. I got 5 divorces. I got my kids died. My father died. I don't want to go into my heart. It's too painful. You know, everybody has their stuff, their storyline of why they can't do it. And that could be all very valid. But the heart energy doesn't deal with the emotions. That's the dark side energy, which we call heart energy, which we call love here. That the true energy in the heart does not have any type of emotion on it. It just is pure peace and divinity versus the emotional love entanglement that we have here. And so once you get in there, then you can say, gee, this feels kind of good. And then maybe you pop out because somebody's talking to you or getting upset with you, so you pop out of your heart and then get into your mind because you have to survive here. And then you keep doing it more and more, and eventually maybe you can be in your heart center throughout this whole show, which probably a lot of you are. And you feel at peace. You can listen to the words without jumping around in your seat because the implants are not going off when you're in your heart, okay? If you remember when you first probably listened to me on this program, you know, whenever that was, you may have heard it and your ears kind of like went, what's he saying? You know, well, you're in judgment then, which is fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, things come up and you start listening more and you start getting more in your heart. And then it gets easier to swallow because you start understanding the truth. So we have a few more questions here. So let's get back to Sylvia.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's see. We had a question from, well, this is a request from Alexander for an entity removal.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Entities for the last 5 days. So what you can do, too, during this clearing, you can request your spirit to release the entities out of someplace in your body, okay? Maybe you have a pain. Get them out of there, okay? Ask to have them released there. If not, we'll just do a general clearing. So here we go. It's up to you to command your spirit also, to have the light ship work with you. So what the light ship does is give you more horsepower to work through your spirit, okay? So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do it again. I'll just use the word stronger for about a minute or so. So stronger, get these things out. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger. You want to put your hand there someplace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I hope that helped all of you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think it was Heal that was asking a bit earlier about the clearing today with the, or I don't know if it was called a clearing, but the conference call that you did. Where people could experience the ascension energies for the upcoming year. And the question had to do with if those energies were from the light ship or if that was also from the masters.
The energy was what the... It was not from the masters, no, because they're not concerned with what happens to the planet Earth here, okay? The call was about having the Earth Spirit request what it wanted to have brought in for each particular month for this year so we could do its healing process. It's possible you may have felt some of the energies of the Masters during the call, but mainly it's the energy from the light ship bringing what the Earth Spirit is requesting for healing in its own particular healing process, which will be going on for the next, 12 months. Remember, things have to go in, we'll just say, sequential order. And so this is what the Earth Spirit was, I don't want to use the word predicting, but kind of sampling and wanting to bring in. So we just put it into one energy per each 12-month time, so people felt different energies happening. And that could even be speeded up. But this is was a very good way people could actually feel and know what the energies will be like in those months. So hope that answered the question there.
Yeah, and then those energies are related to us because our bodies are related to the Earth Spirit.
Yes, and the Earth Spirit is controlling us. In fact, what I'll do right now, just to show you how wonderful this call was, if you missed out on it, I might be doing one in 6 months. If somebody wants to bring it forth for me to do that in June or something, because the energies may be shifting somewhat. But what we're going to do is disconnect you from the earth spirit, okay? And this is with your permission if you want to have that done. So here we go. And the earth spirit knows about this. So we're going to disconnect the earth energy from your physical body. Here we go. On a count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now you're disconnected from the earth spirit. And my body kind of almost feels like it's not doing too well. It's losing life force energy. I kind of feel like I'm floating, sort of. How do you feel, Sylvia?
It's funny you use that word floating, because that's exactly what I was feeling myself and how I would describe it.
So this is how it feels. I don't know how long the body could live being disconnected from the life force energy that the earth spirit gives the elements inside of your body, okay? But I won't get into that, but we're going to reconnect you now. So this is what you were shown today during this call, of what energies are going to be coming in and how they will be affecting you. This is what was so great about this call. So here we go. I'm going to reconnect the earth spirit. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. And it might take a minute, possibly, you know, for your body to integrate. So back to you, Sylvia. That's a learning experience there. I do a lot of things like this for people so they can really understand about spiritual energy. On this show, I like to... I guess the main thing is the proof is in the pudding, you know. So we have great pudding here. Okay.
That's great.
Great proofing.
Well, it's wonderful to experience these things for ourselves sometimes so that we know what you're talking about. And I think I just heard another beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do, Sylvia.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome.
Robert from Winnipeg.
Hi, Everett. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was just about to comment on that when he did that disconnect. I was feeling a floating feeling as well. So that was one of my questions. I was wondering if is there a clearing for Earth densities, and was that the same one?
There is a clearing, which are gridline clearings that will help to eliminate these energies. Out of your body. So it'd be the earth gridline clearings.
Okay. Would that help us to boost our electrical energies in our body to have more light emit from us? Or is that possible?
Yes. It could do that. Uh-huh.
Okay. Could we have a sample of that then?
And here
thank
we go.
You very much, Ron.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I don't know what to call this clearing, but it'll be the energies of the earth densities. Remember, people talk about grounding to the earth. So then you bring in earthquakes and fires and, you know, volcanic behavior and, you know, anything that's happened on the earth is stored in the earth. Okay, so when you ground to the earth, you're just sampling everything, and your poor body's probably going crazy with everything that's happened. Just think of just the earth moving a little bit. So we're going to take you away from that right now. Here we go. So disconnect the negativity that is stored in the earth from your physical body. We'll just make it very simple. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And our show's going to be over shortly here. So let me put everybody in their body properly. And here we go. I'm going to take you out just momentarily, a blink of an eye, and put you back in again, but I'll just talk you through it here. So we're going to come out, we get repositioned in properly, and come back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So we have our special month of healings here. We have four special healings. We have three Sunday, back-to-back Sundays, starting a week from this Sunday, which is the 10th. So it's three consecutive Sundays. Then we have our standard four-hour ascension call. So it's the 10th and the 17th and the 24th for eight-hour calls on those Sundays. And then we have our ascension call on the 23rd, which is 4 hours in length, which is Saturday. And the cost for all of those is $200. And if you have a spouse or someone living with you, significant other, then they're half price. And children and pets and animals are free. And your children are free under 18 if they're living with you at your house. So it's wonderful. This is about body rejuvenation, your skeleton system, nervous system, all different types of body healing energies. We go into the quarantine rooms and get these alien energies brought to us by our wonderful overseers, the Galactic Federation. This is how they have protected us throughout the years here, by bringing these things into us, opening up vortexes and stargates, et cetera. So this is a wonderful clearing to get yourself back into spiritual integrity. So I guess I'll say blessings to all of you. Turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Just a very fast question from the fast chat, Ron, and that is for the call that happened today, New is asking, you know, if, you know, some people on the calls, they feel a lot, others don't feel the energy so much. So the question is, if you didn't feel much today, then does that mean there's something wrong, or is that just nothing to worry about?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Some people just sense, feel more than others. It happens. It's just the way you are. So it doesn't matter if you didn't feel anything. Sometimes the healings are very, very deep, and you may not actually sense anything because it's so deep. So it doesn't matter if you feel them or not. If you're on the calls and you feel nothing, it's working for you anyway. So it's not a prerequisite to be a feeler to come on the calls. And you can't come on them absentee if you wish. And the energy will be just the same as if you're on the call physically. And this is on a conference call line, and most people get speaker phones. So back to you, Sylvia, and I'll just say blessings to all of you and just sign off here. Our next show will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. Thank you for all of your great questions, and for the callers who called in, thank you so much. And, Ron, could you leave us with peace energy through the light being for our way out for the rest of the night?
Yeah, so just bring up the light beam, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Here comes the peace energy. And I don't want to run into the next show here too much. So here we go. It'll come in. It'll be activated for till half past the hour. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so stay in your heart. Do that dropping down, 10 to 1, and blessings to all of you. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. Tune in Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, for Ron and Annika. Good night.